Sunday we're beginning a new series on prayer that we're calling Our Father. And so what I really want to accomplish here is taking the intimidation factor away from prayer, helping us all to develop a stronger prayer life, and of course then that will result in people becoming closer to the Lord. So there's a couple of ways to look at the Lord's Prayer. One, obviously we can use the Lord's Prayer itself as a prayer to pray, and we get much out of doing so, especially when we think through what we're saying, what we're praying. From time to time, very likely you're going to emphasize one part of that prayer more than another, as that sort of, the Spirit of God impresses things to you. And I recommend on daily chapel every day, I include the Lord's Prayer in that for us to pray. But we can also look at the Lord's Prayer as sort of a prayer outline. Pray this way. And there's really six distinct demarcations there, or segments, that we can use as an outline for our prayer life. And what I really want to accomplish then in these several weeks that we'll be covering this is that the Lord's Prayer will become, is just so burned into your memory bank, not only as a prayer to pray, but that you can really pick out those six individual demarcations. And so you could either use, if you have a short time to pray, you could pray all the way through the Lord's Prayer, going through all of those six categories of prayer in one sitting. Or if you have a longer time to pray, that you can spend more time on those individual sections of prayer. Or if you have a short period of time, maybe you start with the first couple of sections. That's all you can get done in that setting. But then, maybe on a lunch break, you can pick up number three or number four, and that you could use that then because you know where you left off. It's, I have trouble. I often have two or three books going at the same time. And the trouble with that is when you get back to one of your other books that you're reading, you kind of forgot what you just read. And so you kind of almost have to go back and refresh yourself again. But if the Lord's Prayer is just so in us as a prayer that we pray, and then we're just so familiar, I think we could go back and recall rather quickly, oh, I left off with, give us this day our daily bread. So I'm ready for forgive us our, okay, now it's time to examine my heart, confess my sins. If I have unforgiveness towards someone, I can forgive them right now. And you see where I'm going with this? So let's look at that. Matthew 6, verse 9. In this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, or our sins, or our transgressions. I talked to somebody at lunch yesterday. He said, the trouble with the Lord's Prayer is I never know which version people are using. And so when I recite it out loud, I'm on the different one. It doesn't matter. If you're saying debts, fine. If you're saying sins, fine. If you're saying transgressions, fine. Don't worry about that you're not in unison. We'll just be in harmony there, okay? Forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors, and do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. So let's look at this first section. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. I think that's primarily what we have done in this first 30 minutes. We've given praise and honor and worship to our Heavenly Father. So, but if you're alone in your prayer time, you could, and again, that's why the Psalms are so good, because those Psalms will help you to give praise and honor and glory to the name of God. Now, in a couple of weeks, I'm going to spend a whole Sunday morning just talking about our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. And I think it's very significant that we're worshiping the name of God. And God calls himself by certain names. The Lord is my mother preached here Sunday, and she preached on the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd is one word in the Hebrew. The Lord is my shepherd. It's a name for God. The Lord is shepherd is one of God's names. So in that, we are worshiping something specific about an attribute of God. The Lord himself provides is another name for God. And I don't want to give that whole teaching, but I think it helps me in worshiping God and giving glory and honor to his name if I know kind of specifically what I'm talking to God about. He's my provider. He's my healer. He's my shepherd. You know, he's the one who leads and guides me into all truth. If you equate the Holy Spirit with God, which we do, so we can worship very specific things about God. In that second demarcation in the Lord's Prayer, your kingdom come, your will be done. I would call this kind of praying prayers of dedication and consecration. In other words, before I really start asking for things, give us this day our daily bread, I want to commit myself to the will of God for my life. I want his kingdom to come. I want his will to be done. And we do that in prayer, inviting the Lord's will to be accomplished. Michelle and I and Aaron in particularly, are praying about the next step in Cameron. And really, in the next few days, certainly just next several days, you know, there's something that could come about in Cameron that would really, you know, promote our cause there in taking us to kind of that next level. There was, depending on who counted, there was either 99 or 101 or two people in church in Cameron Sunday. That's where Michelle and I were preaching. It's the first time I've been there. First time we've been there to see our church location in Cameron. It was very exciting. But really, what we're praying about, and we really want God's will to be done. You know, we have all of our thoughts. We have all of our ideas of how this needs to come about. But what we really always want and need is God's will to be done. And so we're inviting his will to be done in our world. And in the way it would be in heaven, we want that to be in earth. And so, and we're praying for, you know, not only would it be good for Cornerstone Church, you know, this thing we're praying about, Lord, your will be done for the city of Cameron. You know, what we're doing here, it needs to be good for the city of Cameron. It needs to be good for, you know, this let's just say, entity that we're dealing with. That needs to be good. There's some individuals that it needs to be good for. In other words, if it's not good for everybody, I can't feel good about it if it's just good for me. If it's just good for me at the expense of somebody else, that's not the way of Christ. Because the way of Christ is preferring others, looking out for the interests of others more than myself. So me praying God's will be done keeps my ambitions in check, keeps my will from taking over. I don't want God to fulfill the will and the desire that I have for my life. I want my will and desire to line up with his will and desires are for me. And so praying his kingdom come, his will be done. You know, I'm saying, Lord, I'll go wherever you want me to go. I'll be whatever you want me to be. I'll say whatever you want me to say. I'll do whatever you want me to do. Your will be done. Like Jesus said in the Garden of Gethsemane, not my will, but your will be done. And so people come to us with prayer requests often, and the prayer of faith, we're able to really grab a hold of that thing and pray that certain things happen. But sometimes before we can get to that real bold prayer of faith where we can confidently know what God's will is, often we need to seek to find out what God's will is before we start boldly making our declarations of faith. Amen. Obviously, that next demarcation, give us this day our daily bread. Those are prayers of supplication. Supplication is a very specific request. You know, for most of the people in the world, that's a very real prayer. For most of us, it's not. But it doesn't mean that we don't have needs. And so a supplication is asking something very specific from God that we really truly believe would be in His will for our life, like daily needs being met in that sort of thing. I think that would include, you know, our some things that have to do with our family, some things that have to do with our finances, and just anything other, you know, things that would be very specific. I use this illustration always. You know, if the tires are worn out on your car, give us this day our daily bread. His Lord, I need some new tires for my car. So that's a specific request. I don't know how, you know, it would be to my advantage if I could get a hailstorm on certain roofs right now, including like the church roof, but I'm not sure you can pray for that. Lord, it would be great if you would send some hail so that the insurance company could buy us a new roof. You know, I'm not sure that's as specific as we ought to, but we could pray and say, Lord, we need a new roof. Now, if he wants to send a hailstorm, I'm all for that, all right? So, you know, but my roofers and gutter people and dent people, you know, I've kind of got them steered away from praying for storms. That just doesn't seem right, does it? So then forgive us our sins. You know, obviously that's prayers of confession. Lord, you know, and if you do this daily, come on, you might nip something in the bud, so to speak. You might get a hold of something before it gets into full blown. I mean, I just heard something just heartbreaking, you know, today. You know, Chad came in and said, hey, did you hear about so-and-so? And, you know, thank the Lord above that, not somebody from our church, but, you know, small town, you know, a lot of people. And I just thought, oh, oh, dear Lord Jesus, that's just so heartbreaking. And you think, boy, maybe if that person would have just maybe dealt with that daily sin before it, you know, came into full-blown crisis and destruction. So it's a way for us to keep our hearts pure before God. And also, I mean, you know, people ask me all the time about forgiveness. How do you know if you've forgiven somebody? Well, you know, if those bad feelings are still there, you know, I just keep saying, Lord, forgive them. Lord, forgive them. If you get tired of that, say, Lord, I know that I forgave them, but I'm still dealing with the feelings. Could you help me out a little bit here? Because I don't want to harbor those feelings anymore. You know, it's just a place where we can do that maintenance that is so necessary for us to receive forgiveness and for us to extend forgiveness. Do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. I think this is a prayer where we're asking for the leadership of the Holy Spirit in our lives. You know, He promised that He would lead us and guide us into all truth. He promised that He would show us things to come. Romans says that those that are sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. You know, so I'm just praying, Lord, just praying for Your leadership, praying for Your guidance, praying that You'd show us the way to go. You know, there's prayers of victory here too, that we would not be overcome by evil. And again, maybe there's a temptation that's facing you, and you just say, no, I resist you in the name of Jesus. I submit myself to God. I resist the devil. He'll flee from me. And again, then you can close that time of prayer then with just worshiping God again. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the power. Yours is the glory forever. I mean, if you look through the Psalms, you'll see a lot of this pattern that's there. A lot of the Psalms open with some adoration to God, some exaltation to God. And then kind of in the middle is doing the business part of, Lord, deliver me from my enemy and help me with my bad attitude and, you know, all of that sort of thing. But then you'll notice most of the Psalms will end then again with this uplifting of you know, praise and worship and adoration for God. So what I'd like to do is just take us through about a 15-minute prayer exercise here, and let's just pray through the Lord's Prayer together, okay? And I'll just give you, you know, a tiny example of how that we can do this. So that first demarcation would be, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. So let's just bow our heads. And let's just, you can pray that, you know, silently. You can whisper it softly. But let's just linger here for a few moments of what this kind of prayer might look like. And you pray on your own, and I'll pray sort of as an example. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Lord, I thank you that you are our Father, that you're our loving Heavenly Father, that we can come to you without any guilt, without any shame, without any fear, that you assure us, God, that you're a more loving, gentle, merciful, forgiving Father than even our earthly. That you said as far as the east is from the west, that you would remember our sins no more. And so, Lord, we come into your presence. We come into your presence because of the blood of Jesus that makes us acceptable to you. And Lord, we need your guidance in our lives. And so we just worship you. We adore you. We say that your name is great and greatly to be praised. Hallowed, holy is your name. Lord, we join with the angels of heaven and say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. We believe that all things were created by you, and that we ourselves were created by you and for your glory. Lord, we worship your holy name. We thank you that you are the Lord who heals us. We thank you. We thank you that you're the Lord who forgives our sins. We thank you that you are the Lord who provides for us. This is your name, and holy is your name. You're the Lord our shepherd, and we shall not want. And because of that, we believe most assuredly that goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our life. We worship your name. We worship the name of Jesus, the name above every other name. And we bow our knees to the name of Jesus tonight. We exalt you. We lift you up in our lives. We lift you up in our lives. May you be more real to us. May you be closer in our thoughts. Holy is your name. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? Holy is your name. Holy is your name. Holy is your name. Lord, we pray tonight that your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So what I want you to do right now, some of you have some situations in your life, and you're trying to sort through them. Why don't you just start dedicating those situations right now and just ask that the Lord's will be done in that situation right now. Just go ahead and say, Lord, I just want your will to be done. Lord, we just want your will to be done, can't we? Lord, you put it on our heart to plant a church there. We thank you for the favor that we found in that community. But Lord, we don't want to get ahead of you. We don't want to get behind you. We want to move when you move. And we want to go where you go. We want to say what you want us to say and do what you want us to do. And Father, we've pursued what you've put in our heart to do. And so, Lord, we say that your will be done. Your kingdom come. The kingdom of heaven. In every individual, every group, and ultimately for that community, Father, we pray that your will be done. That for Cornerstone Church in Cameron, in Jesus' name. And for Pastor Aaron. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I pray that you would reveal to each and every one of us tonight the knowledge of your will so that we could please you in every way. Show us your will, Father, so that we could walk in it. We could walk in your ways. Lord, we pray for our marriages right now. Lord, we pray that your will be. That you would be glorified through our marriages now. That your kingdom would be right in the middle of our marriage. And that our marriage would be a blessing to each other. But our marriage would be a blessing to our families and our friends and to our community. Father God, your will be done. Your will be done, Lord, in our children. Why don't you just mention your children by name. And what you really want for their life, really, is that God's kingdom would come in their lives, and that God's will would be done in and through them. Father, we pray right now for our children. We mention them by name and just pray that your will would be done in their lives. That they would walk in the truth, that they would walk in the ways of the kingdom of heaven. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, in these situations where the outcome is yet to be determined, Father, we pray that your kingdom come, your will be done in these situations now in Jesus' name. Satan, we command you to take your hands off of God's property right now, and you will not prevail, but that God's people will prevail, that God's kingdom will prevail, that the gates of hell will not prevail against the church of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that your kingdom come. Your will be done in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Give us this day our daily bread. If there's very specific things that you need God to intervene and do and provide, then pray about those very specific things right now. Jesus said, ask. And it will be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. So let's ask. We have not, James says, because we ask not. We ask and receive not because we ask with wrong motives. But we've been committing ourselves to the will of God. And so, Lord, I just pray right now. Lord, we have need in our church for an additional pastor to help us pastor this church that we family and our multiple locations and new locations to come in the future. Father, I pray that you would bring us your best for this house and for this church family. We just thank you for that, Father. We believe that we receive your gift to this body, Father. Thank you for providing in Jesus' name. Give us this day our daily bread. Lord, we pray for those that are just coming up short financially every month, Lord, that you would provide according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus for every need to be met fact, Lord, we know that's one of your names. The Lord will provide. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This is where prayed in the past when our children were younger that the Lord would provide them with a better attitude. Provide them with a better outlook. Give, that was the daily bread we needed from time to time. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Lord, we just thank you right now and praise you and ask that, Father, the needs of Cornerstone Church would be met according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Lord, I thank you that everything that you put in our hearts to do for you, that we're able to do that, that you're our shepherd, we shall not want, we have no lack then. So whatever you put as a desire in us to do for you, Father, we thank you that you provide that thing for us according to your word, Father. You're faithful to call us. You're faithful to do it according to 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 23. So, Lord, we just thank you for providing for our needs. Monetarily, Father God, just people stepping forward and fulfilling the ministries that you put in their heart. Lord, I just thank you for providing those needs in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Forgive us our debts. Forgive us our sins. Forgive us our transgressions. While I think it's fine to pray that specific, this is where I believe the Lord would remind us of specific sins, specific transgressions, specific iniquities, if you will. Things that you did, something you said, something you neglected to do that you knew you should have done, or the words that you didn't speak that you should have spoken. Then ask God to forgive you of those specific things right now. Forgive us our sins. Lord, we're reminded that if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Thank you. Forgive us for withholding forgiveness towards others. And we mention them by name right now. Say, Lord, forgive them. And I forgive them. Lord, we forgive that person right now by faith. We need your grace to even do this. We need your mercy to even do this. Because what they said, what they did, hurt us. But Father, right now, we choose to forgive. Thank you, Lord. Do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord, we need the leadership of your Holy Spirit in our lives. Lord, concerning this decision that we need to make, lead us, guide us by your Spirit. Things that we don't even know about right now, Father, I pray that you lead us by your Holy Spirit to be where we should be, to say what we should say, to meet who we should meet. Lord, we're asking for the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we're asking that if you need to use us to be a blessing to somebody else, that you would lead us where we should be, who we should call, who we should check up on. Lord, that you would lead us by your Spirit so that we would avoid dangers in our life, so that we could avoid some mistakes that would be so costly. Lead us by your Holy Spirit. Deliver us from evil. Evil of our own devices and the evil that others have planned for us. Lead us in the way that we should go. We pray tonight. We say that all honor, all glory, yours is the kingdom, yours is the power, yours is the glory forever. Father, I pray. We pray tonight that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart would be acceptable in your sight. That our words would glorify you and edify other people. That our actions would glorify you and build up other people. We say in every situation that we find ourselves in, good or bad, we say yours is the kingdom, yours is the power, yours is the glory. We thank you in good times, and we thank you in the midst of struggle. We rejoice always. We give thanks always to you. Be glorified. Be glorified in the heavens. Be glorified in the earth. Be glorified in our homes, in this church, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if you hung with me, you prayed for about 18 or 19 minutes, just praying through the Lord's Prayer. Now, if you did that on a very regular basis, And again, we pray derivatives of that prayer. Michelle and I try to pray most mornings before I leave the house. We pray something along that line, but not exactly. Don't get religious about it. Use it as a tool to help you pray. And you'll find that, like most things, the learning's in the doing. You're going to learn more about prayer by praying than reading a book about praying. And in some of your relationships, I was talking to a person on the phone that I'd like to interview for our job. And one of the reasons, and it's somebody I've known for a long time, but I was assured I was going down the right path when he suggested, as this very lengthy conversation on the phone was ending, he said, you know what, let's just pray. And he started praying. He started praying for me, and started praying for our church, started praying about this situation, started praying that the Lord's will be done, and that everybody be obedient and all this. And I just think we miss some opportunities. It doesn't have to be that big a deal. We could just say, let's pray. Let's pray about it. And make that a more normal part of life instead of being so intimidating. Let's jump in and do it. Can you say amen? Amen. God bless you. We love you. We'll see you on Sunday. Have a great evening.